from KQED.
We're going to go now to Los Angeles County, specifically the community of Porter Ranch. Yesterday, reporter Molly Peterson told you that residents there remain angry about the massive methane leak at Aliso Canyon. It was capped nearly a year ago. These residents say they don't want the storage facility to be reopened, and they continue to worry about the health effects of the methane additives they say they were exposed to. Porter Ranch family practice physician Dr. Jeffrey Nordella agrees with them and is calling for an independent health study. To explain why, let's welcome him now to the show, Dr. Nordella.
Yes, thank you for having me.
What are you seeing in your patients who are coming from the area that was affected by this gas leak?
Well, basically, their symptoms are anywhere from irritation of the eyes, the nose, nosebleeds, coughing, sore throats, loss of voice, skin rashes, shortness of breath, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea are about the most common ones. I have one patient that I've seen with what they call pancytopenia, which basically you have a stem cell within your bone marrow that actually will make red cells, will make white cells, and make your platelets. When toxins, namely benzenes, are metabolized by the liver, the metabolites from the benzene then goes to the bone marrow and suppresses the stem cells. The resultant effect can be the most serious, which is aplastic anemia, which they do have a case documented. And then the other is when your counts are depressed, your white count is low, your red cell count is low, your platelets are low, is known as pancytopenia.
And is it your medical opinion that this is consistent with natural gas exposure?
Well, natural gas and other contaminants within the natural gas, yes.
I could hear many scientists and other medical researchers who are listening say you can't connect one case to an event, that there just isn't the sample size needed to prove that this event caused this health outcome.
Absolutely. It is certainly not conclusive, I agree with you, but it's certainly compelling. It makes my eyebrows go up, and that has made me believe that a professional, unbiased agency needs to come in to really address exactly what you've just alluded to.
And have you presented this to state regulators?
I have not been in touch with anybody from Sempra or Southern California Gas Company. I initially received literature from the County of Los Angeles Department of Public Health. It was misleading, to say the least.
When you say it was misleading, what do you mean?
Well, it was didn't feel that they were representing the patients or the people that they should be as a county agency.
Dr. Jeffrey Nordella joining us from Porter Ranch. Dr. Nordella, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health has told KQED they take his claims seriously, and they're going to meet with Dr. Nordella later today to discuss them.